Day 22, March 26th. Today's reflection is based on Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 11, and was written by the Reverend Greg Stibel, class of 2014. I was 16 years old. You've been there? Everything is dramatic, everything is over the top, everything is either the greatest thing on earth or the worst reality imaginable. Come to think of it, that sounds about like my current reality, too. But I was 16 years old, and I was new to the faith. I stumbled on this passage one Sunday morning, bored during a sermon, flipping through the Blue Pew Bible. To say this passage changed my life would be a little bit of an understatement. We boast in our hope of sharing the glory, and we boast in our suffering. That dichotomous truth struck me as so deeply real and good and helpful. Few are strangers to suffering. This season is, in many ways, structured as a remembrance of suffering. And the idea that our friend Paul reminds us that this suffering has transcendent value is powerful. Suffering, endurance, character, and hope in Christ, these, each of them, are gifts. We revel in our suffering, not as masochists enjoying the pain, but as transformed and transforming beloved children of God. These sufferings are opportunities for the most poignant of love, the gentlest of grace, the rowdiest of justices, the fullest opportunities to glimpse Jesus. I didn't get that at 16. But as I've sat with these words in more tangible sufferings, I've come to see a much more full image of Jesus in a suffering world. Friends, I'd like to invite you into that boasting, into moments of seeing Christ's hope this week. Even as we may see suffering all around, we know that Jesus is right there with us. Today's prayer. Holy Christ, suffering and glorifying God, sit with us. Help us to see the hope we have in you, which transcends all. Help us to be instruments of that hope in your beautiful world. Amen.